Imagine being able to travel to any point in time. Where would you go? And what would you do? You could witness some of the greatest moments in history.
That's gotta be Kane! Break it down!
We're back. We are back. We are back. We are back. We are back. And it is in your house.
You digging.
Digging.
Burying.
Speaking of dig'em.
Smacks, guys. Sugar smacks, ladies and gentlemen.
But this, not that dig them.
This Buried Alive pay-per-view has been brought to you by Dig'em from Smacks. Not Smacks. They're not associated at all. But Dig'em himself reached out. He's going solo. And he wanted to make an impact. He's actually reaching out to youth and talking to them about the dangers of sugar. So
we also plugged that we were going to have an actual professional wrestler on for the WWE. That was just to keep you around. It really is dig them. Is it dig them?
No, it's dig them.
I should have done my research. It's dig them?
Dig them.
I'll call them dig them.
You know Chief Wiggum? Dig them. They're similar. I mean, they're both Macedonian. In ethnicity, but they're not. I don't want any Macedonians to be mad at me. But, you know, next week, former WWE superstar, maybe.
Maybe. To be announced later.
If Robert's not too busy, maybe.
I do have a busy schedule, and I might be fucking this whole thing up.
I'm just going to do it myself if Robert's
not there. Can we take a moment? The guy, like, we finally get an actual wrestler that's been in the company, and he's like, hey, we can do this Tuesday. I'm like, ugh, I'll be in Colorado. He's like, all right, next Tuesday. I'm like, kind of got a lot going on that day.
So, yeah, look out for just...
I mean, I don't know what I'm doing yet. I just might have a lot going on that day.
I'm going to do like a spinoff podcast called Time Buckle, and then I'm going to probably just interview the...
So that means I'm the machine.
Yeah, you're the turn machine. But I'm gonna get him.
I kind of love that.
So if you're not available and we can't make any other day work, I'm just gonna do it Wednesday. I'll get that Spanish kid who I've heard is in the vicinity. He may be here tonight. We don't know.
He won't be.
No, but he's close. He's close by. He's within. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was from North Carolina maybe to here in a matter of weeks, which is Spaniards, a lot longer than you anticipate. But now he's around. I might have him just, help it out, and we'll get the time buckle going.
Turn machine. I am turn machine. What'd you think of this pay-per-view?
I mean, it was all right. So,
agreed.
When you were getting my gift last episode, I said I thought that this pay-per-view would be like a Raw episode, more modern-day Raw episode, or a two-hour Raw episode. And it was, except there was a Buried Alive match. Which was not in Raw. So I would say it was good, but it could have been better. I'm going to get this going.
Yeah.
You guys can watch, but I'll still talk.
We didn't talk about, but this is the first time that you guys can see the action figures that I got Tom. If you guys are on Spotify, just check out the YouTube. Hit the like and subscribe. But you can see these guys. They're the characters. We have Bob Backlund over here on my side. I resonate a little bit more with Bob Backlund.
You're definitely the Bob Backlund of this podcast.
Yes, and you would be the Clarence Mason of the group.
Right.
And were we laughing about this on air, or was it off air when we realized whoever had these figures before?
No, that was right after it ended, as we started to play with them.
Do we bring it up?
I don't know. I don't know if you'll be able to see it on the cameras here that well. You know, it's kind of tough to make out. This is definitely going to fall again later, but...
What's the deal with it?
You got shitty equipment. You bought shitty equipment.
No, it never fells.
Yeah, and then we took it on location, outside, in a parking lot, and it was in your car for a week.
Well, it's the now that I call Music Arena that really screwed it up.
Yeah. Well, please bear with us here if this falls any more times, guys. So,
it's not
first
shitty.
Match...
It's not shitty.
First
it's,
match...
It's not...
First match is supposed to be Savio Vega and Stone Cold.
Yeah, what's going on here? Well, first of all, we have Vince on commentary, right? Which we haven't seen in a while.
Yes, he's been, I don't know, parading through Europe. I don't know, selling stuff to people for money. I don't know what he does in his free time. What do you think Vince does for fun?
Human trafficking with Triple H.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was kind of weirdly timed that this whole angle started when Vince stopped being on commentary. Maybe he is Vladimir.
Stop. Knock it off. Was it Vladimir?
Vladimir Redfield, remember.
You know, I haven't even got to that episode.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You're never going to do any of these things we point. You're not like the Bill Belichick of editing videos. You're more like the more like the Matt Nagy of editing videos.
Okay. Where are we at with this? What does Vince do on his free time? Human trafficking, right?
Nonetheless,
it's got to be a conspiracy. Someone's had to have thought about
this.
There's
a bigger storyline here. We'll get to it as time goes on. But we're expecting Stone Cold Savio Vega. You hear pretty early here, Savio Vega's injured. I don't know if he was injured from when Stone Cold stunnered him on the Raw.
No, these Puerto Ricans were day and night. Yeah, there's no doubt.
Three matches before that.
Always working.
That could be the case. So, either way, I'm kind of much more intrigued by this match than what it was supposed to be. Because it's Triple H now.
Sure.
And Stone Cold. So, way better, right?
Yeah, way better. And during this match, and even kind of in the beginning of this match, we have Jim Ross on commentary. And his mic is cutting in and out. And Vince is saying that it is technical difficulties. Jim Ross is just saying that it's Vince fucking with him, basically, right?
Right. It's kind of like, so earlier in this episode, my mic fell over and Robert tried to blame it on me, but it was really his shoddy craftsmanship on getting me.
Then you know what? If it's that shitty, go back to the Atlanta Falcons.
What do you think I am? JR? Yeah. I'm not going to Atlanta.
Open both your eyes. That's why we do videos.
Sorry,
stupid Bell's palsy eye.
Sorry, I've been tricking here.
Shout out to Bell's palsy. So it is announced immediately from JR that we are going to see Bret Hart tomorrow on Raw. And yeah. I feel like the reaction just wasn't, there was no pop to this. I feel like there wasn't anything like.
Well, he didn't tell the crowd here at this point.
But the announcers weren't like, oh. Great. Yeah, Bret Hart.
It's
the legend.
Obvious. They're not big fans of JR right now. He just duped all of them. Duped.
I will mention, and you brought up a very good point on this, with JR mentioning, I talked to Bret Hart. He's going to meet with me for dinner tonight, and we're going to see him on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, and he says that Bret Hart is nearby, not too far from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Like, okay, Bret Hart's hanging out there. But, I mean, if you're watching this then, and you're in the arena, because he does later do a promo and talk about him coming back, especially after recent developments, don't you think this is probably a fake Bret Hart?
100%. I didn't really think about it until you said, like, well, he also was plugging like Razor Ramon and Diesel this whole time.
This might be Road Dogg Jesse James dressed as Bret Hart. So I'm not going to see my Bret Hart tonight.
He just goes out with his Canadian accent. It's like, eh.
Yeah.
So I can see my tonight.
I see my maple syrup tonight. I don't know what Canadians are into. Yeah. Hockey. So I can see the maple leaves tonight.
The big maple leaves.
Maple syrup.
This match sucked. We have two future Hall of Famers. But to what I was saying, and we watched this match together, I was just saying, like, how quick did Savio get injured? Because it seems like nothing in this match is planned. It's very boring. There's chokeholds. And anytime there is a move, there's like a 3-minute pause in between moves. So, like, it seems like they're just making this up on the fly, right?
Yeah, they probably said, hey, we'll just call it in the ring. Let's not get too crazy. The whole payoff is going to be, like, they're going to have some interference and make it cool. So
yeah, and speaking of interference, we do have Mr. Perfect who makes his way out.
Perfectly, I might add.
He has a different blazer on, which I can appreciate. The last one was very brown, kind of baby puke dog shit looking. I wasn't a big fan.
No, I did like this suit, though. Very nice rich blue color.
Yeah, it's like a cobalt, nice yellow, if you will. Yeah. Yellow tie with blue accents looked good. Looked real good. Yeah.
Who else? I don't know. Those are the two most important blue and yellow teams that I know. Go Bisons.
I have to edit all this out. Right. I have to.
Yeah, okay. Anybody's going to listen there.
God, you're making my life harder right now. All right. No. It's going to be a terrible video because I'm editing all this out to protect our identity.
Great then.
All right, so Austin sees Mr. Perfect out, and Mr. Perfect has beef with Triple H, but Stone Cold is a loose cannon. He just ends up throwing a drink on Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, he's pissed.
Pretty cool on Stone Cold's end.
Get the hell out of my, out of my way here. Stop messing with my matches. Yeah, throws a drink on him.
So they're back in the ring, and Triple H and Stone Cold are doing their thing, and Triple H looks over, and Mr. Steal Your Girl.
He's stealing his girl.
I mean, at this point, we should know this by now.
Yeah.
Right. It's Triple H's fault.
Yeah.
Or, Mr. Perfect is Captain Save-A-Ho and...
What if it's, like, Taken? Like, Mr. Perfect's, like, Taken, but it's just, like, Triple H is way worse at taking than the guys from Taken that take people? So...
What could be either way, right?
Mr. Perfect's that much... He's perfect at it. Liam Neeson was just okay. Yeah,
he's perfect at it. He's like, I'm so good at it, I could do it in front of thousands of people. And I'm... TV.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's get through this match because it sucks. So Triple H goes in for their girl. Stone Cold follows him out, brings him back to the ring, gives him the stunner, and that is for the win. Stone Cold takes the W.
No, and yeah, he's still kind of cruising along.
I don't see anybody beating Stone Cold at this point in time. There was a cool promo earlier with him.
Well, you know what I do see, who I might see, is if it's real Bret Hart. He's been calling out Bret Hart quite a bit here.
He has. And if you put S in front of Hitman.
Yep. It's the Hitman. Oh, shit, man. So, I can see that being a little bit of a long rivalry. Some back and forth. Some good action. I definitely think if it's really Bret Hart, I'm going to put that caveat out there because it very likely may not be.
At this point, the WWE is failing. It needs to be. We talked about how Undertaker and Mankind are carrying this company right now.
And yeah.
Shawn Michaels is on top as usual, but he's just fighting guys. And there's no diss on Vader at all or Psycho Sid. Those are the top guys, but they're just not cutting it. And like every match is just a DQ and it's just bad content at this point.
Right. Well, yeah, at least on the Raw. Shawn Michaels' pay-per-view matches are coming through 100%.
Sure.
No matter who it is.
He's going to carry these matches, but you can't rely on these guys. And I get it. Give him the title because he's going to do these pay-per-view matches that are worth watching. But other than that, like the mystique of like, what's tuning you in? Is it Shawn Michaels' title reign or is it Undertaker and Mankind?
It's this podcast more than anything.
Correct. Yeah. That is the right answer. So we have the Smoking Guns and they're versing British Bulldog and Owen Hart, who are the tag team champions and well deserved at this point, yeah. I would say. And I like them together.
They do, yeah. They're a very breath of fresh air to the tag team division. Agreed. There is a promo before this or an interview with the Smoking Guns. And they ask Billy, you know, Sonny left you guys. You seem pretty distraught by it. Are you going to be able to overcome that and win this match? He says, I'm pretty sure when we're able to win this match, Sonny will come back because she'll realize that we're good enough and we're champions. Mm-hmm. Bart's like, hey, get Sonny out of your mind. We got a match to win here. And he's like, all right, cool. So you can tell there's a little bit animosity between the brothers. Bart, not a big Sonny fan. Billy, big Sonny fan, because I think she was banging him yeah. And not Bart, which I wouldn't bang Bart either. So
it was so funny when we were watching this match because you go, Bart Hart, or Bart Gunn, the voice of reason. Yeah. But there was a little drama with them last time. There was some, I think there was an issue with a blind tag.
Well, that was our issue that we came up with. But there was some drama in the commentary about it. But it was mostly, like, Vince and JR are just really not liking each other right now. So that was where it started. It kind of started was in that match. They were just at each other's throats on who was the better tag team. Either way, we're in this match. No Sonny, but Clarence Mason, our boy right here, ladies and gentlemen. Robert, you don't even have to edit this.
Unless I don't. I do
Clarence Mason here, but this is good.
He's but the thing right is, there. You do it so quick, so it's like...
That's Should the, I hold that's it longer? Hard, like,
yeah, hold it longer.
Clarence and Mason. Clarence and Mason.
Because you're like, Clarence Mason, and it's like, I have to edit like 0.6 of a second.
You can leave it up after I move my hand back.
No, I know, but it's just, it's a lot of work.
We're figuring out the video part of this, guys.
This match is for the title.
No. And it's,
It is, yeah.
It's okay. But you get some back and forth, you get some nice wrestling. Owen Hart's never going to, like, not do well.
But Owen Hart got a haircut.
Biggest news of this match, ladies and gentlemen.
Jim Ross, I don't know what part of it was, he's like, well, Owen Hart got a haircut. It's like, good job, Jim.
And his mic's still going in and out, and he's very frustrated. And then they make it sound like he's on the phone.
The beginning of it just cut off, but the real version was like, why the fuck did... And you heard Bret Hart get a haircut.
Yeah, Owen Hart get a haircut.
Bret Hart, sorry.
As far as we know, does not have a haircut, ladies.
That's a roll of fruit. Yeah, that's really getting to me, man.
JR does mention that he's going to have dinner with Bret Hart later that night near Fort Wayne, Indiana, which I don't know if it's because, like, right now, present day, we have COVID and stuff, but I'm like, who's going to be open at, like, 11 o'clock when this pay-per-view ends for him to go?
Right. And not only that, he has to drive from Indy to Fort Wayne.
Yeah, it's like a two-hour drive. Right? Yeah. So how's he gonna get there? Unless it's like a 24-hour diner, but I don't see Bret Hart eating it.
It's Indiana.
Well, yeah, you never know. Yeah. So I haven't been to Fort Wayne, so I really can't comment on their hours there. So
shout out to Fort Wayne.
Yeah.
All right,
Fort Wayne.
God damn it. So we'll give you the spark notes on this match. It really wasn't that good, but there is some animosity because there is a spot where Bart knocks Billy off of the apron by accident. So obviously we see some tension there.
We're working on a breakup angle here. Not just Sonny and Billy, but Billy and Bart as well.
So,
I will say, Sonny looking pretty good watching this backstage. Did you notice her outfit?
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, she has a very nice red dress on here. And it makes me, like, so upset that I spent $30 on
OnlyFans. Let me ask you this.
Because she doesn't look like that anymore, guys.
She doesn't.
Don't get Sonny's OnlyFans. Yeah? What do you need to ask me?
Red dress or black dress?
Like, period or
just period.
Red.
Interesting. Black for me. People like the red. I don't know what the red is. Like, guys like red sports cars.
Kind of red draws attention.
I like the color red.
It incites aggressiveness in your mind. And, you know, it's just more, I don't know, it's a more impactful color. Black is subtle, you know, and more.
Interesting.
Yeah.
To each their own.
I think black's easier to pull off. Red, though, pulled off is better.
You're right. Mm-hmm. But who pulls it? I mean, besides
Sonny.
Kane.
Sonny.
Oh, Sonny, yeah.
Don't. Kane's doing black and red. That's different.
Oh. The meeting of the minds.
Yeah. Jessica Rabbit, I think. Big red.
True.
Yeah. So, I mean, people pull off red.
Jessica Rabbit. Hold it.
I want to move on.
Smoking Guns do a sidewinder, which is their finisher, where Brett goes off of the...
Billy.
Goes off the top rope and does the leg drop.
Holding the other guy. Does the leg drop, and then Billy does the leg drop on top of him.
But British Bulldog is sneaking behind, and he's waiting for that drop, and then pulls... them both off the ground. Owen does a spinning leg kick, which we thought Sharpshooter was the only finisher. This spinning leg kick, however, finishes the job. So it is a one, a two, and a 3. British Bulldog and Owen Hart retain as the tag team champions, and I'm okay with this.
Yeah.
It pans to Sunny backstage, and apparently she's okay with this too, because she is shown applauding for these two gentlemen.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means. I don't know if her and Clarence Mason have a thing going on, but, you know, it seems like she's happy, or she just wants to see the Smoking Gun suffer because she's so upset that they lost the titles for her.
I could see that.
Very much could be the case. Did we want to get into the whole Sonny the Leprechaun thing, or do we just say that for a different? I just don't know that we're gonna have a better episode. We'll save it.
We have to. No,
we gotta save it.
Yes, okay. Like maybe 4% of the audience will understand.
I just want to know where to go. That's all I'm giving you.
I'm gonna uproot that tree. I want to know where to go with that.
Yeah, so and then this is where we now.
It could be a soma head that got a hold of the wrong stuff.
You'll figure it out down the line here if Sonny ever represents another champion. But Jim Ross is in the ring now, and he's getting into a whole thing about Bret Hart coming back. He doesn't mention the dinner, but not much else.
He doesn't mention.
At
5 o'clock.
We didn't get any more, you know, dinner details, but he is there saying Bret Hart's going to be back tomorrow. Could be fake, could be real. We don't know.
Right.
And he pretty much storms off, upset at Vince for not allowing his mic to work, and goes backstage.
There was a spot in this match when we both kind of laughed at it. So Jim Ross is obviously throwing his tantrum, and basically saying, you know, that Vince set this whole thing up. He's being sabotaged. And since Vince wants to talk out of his mouth and butthole, he can have both mics. So he throws the mic at Vince, and Vince catches it and just goes, "Nice catch, Vince."
Yeah, Vince says that about himself to himself.
That was a nice catch, Vince.
Great line.
So what are we going to do for commentary then? Are we only going to have the King and Vince McMahon?
Yeah, it's almost like two people's enough, you know, right?
I would think so.
Yeah.
You would think it would be perfect with just two guys.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be almost perfect?
50% perfect, maybe.
50% to 98% maybe.
That's so that wouldn't enough, be perfect. It wouldn't be perfect then.
We need it to be perfect. So what would we do to make it perfect?
Acerola fruit?
Acerola fruit?
I'm not following.
That gets you
99%. I'm not following.
You need 1% more.
Oh.
Mr. Perfect.
Oh, that makes sense.
So Mr. Perfect's music.
Ask me again.
What would you do to make it perfect?
Mr. Perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah, so there we go. We got it.
Mr. Perfect himself.
Did I do comes good?
Out. Yeah, you did great. You
okay,
did great.
Cool.
Little disheveled from his altercation earlier with Stone Cold and Triple H.
Yeah, no cool
also ball looks like
blazer?
He might have just got done banging at you. It's just like, eyes on God.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I got a couple of buttons.
Yeah, one spilled Diet Coke doesn't do that to a man. Right. Yeah, his hair is down.
His tie was definitely on when he left the ringside earlier.
Diet Coke doesn't stain like that.
So, you know, I don't know. He comes down, he says, everyone knows what I'm doing here. King's like, I don't.
Yes, so, he's like, so then I he really says, don't.
Well, I'm not going to just let, I'm here to watch the Intercontinental Championship match. I'm not going to let after what Austin did to me go down, whatever. So, and we have heard and seen that he's allied himself with Mark Miro a bit, who's the Intercontinental Champion, kind of gave him advice to win.
What advice might that be?
No, I don't know. Just
maybe a mindset.
How to be the happiest person on the planet.
He told them to dream big. He told them to laugh often.
Hopefully.
But most importantly, he told them to think pause.
And it seems like Mark Merrill's right on track with that. But who is he facing here? One person who rarely thinks pause, I'd say.
Think pause. 2005.
Mark Merrill.
Published.
Goldust. Yeah. So Goldust comes out with Marlena, of course. Mark Miro comes out with Sable, of course. And we have
two great cans. Are we not going to mention the cans?
Four great cans.
Four great cans.
Sable and Marlena.
Now those cans can't be recycled. Yeah. Listen to the following podcast about that one.
Previous podcast.
Previous.
It should make you smarter.
It's not.
Ah, too much then. Yeah, vitamin C through the roof.
Yeah. This match, what are your thoughts?
It was fine.
A couple good spots. Yeah, but
so we've seen these guys against each other like probably 5 times already.
And it's better matches on Raw, yeah, right?
This is maybe the 3rd best match of all of them that we've seen.
There was no interference whatsoever, which, I mean, if it's going to be that boring, probably have some shady shit go on, right?
There was a little bit. It wasn't, like, a lot. Like, Mr. Perfect did get up and, like, walk around and, like, threaten Goldust and stuff. But, and then Triple H comes out later. But nothing, like, actually impacted the match. So it was fairly clean. And I suppose that's something because, I mean, I guess the only other time that we've seen one of these matches end clean was when, and I don't even know if it was clean, when Mark Mero beat Goldust with the first Shooting Star Press that we saw.
And that was for the Intercontinental Championship, right?
No. That was just a match. The Intercontinental Championship he won against Farouk with a Shooting Star Press at the end of that tournament, which he's called the Wild Thing. But this was, so, I mean, there's not much craziness going on in this match worth talking about, yeah, but he does.
I mean, two good wrestlers. Goldust is good, and Mark Mero's at the top of his game. Yeah, I was just expecting a better match, especially for the best
Shooting Star Press that we've seen from him.
Correct.
For the win.
Actually, I believe I'll just put a short video of that Shooting Star Press because it was perfectly clean right here. Or right here. I don't know how big the size is. It'll be here.
Should we just do it through the table real quick?
Yeah. Right. Here. Are you Mero?
What?
Are you going to be Mero?
Yeah. I'm the only one who can flip like that.
Okay, good.
But we'll...
Because right. I got the nips like Gold does.
I got the nips.
You want to run through this first and maybe we'll do it at the end?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
We'll edit it in.
Sure. All right, so next match then we have Vader and Psycho Sid. And there's a little stipulation for this match if you're kind of lost and not following behind. The winner of this will be the number one contender to face Shawn Michaels at Survivor Series, right?
For the WWF Championship.
Correct.
So that's a big match.
What was your... Let me ask you this. Walking into this match, what do you think is going to happen?
Do you want my honest thoughts or my... My thumbnail thoughts here.
Honest.
If I were booking this and what I thought was going to happen 100%, Vader's going to win here. Maybe not cleanly, but he's going to get the win. And we'll get Vader versus Shawn, like 4, however you want to call it, at Survivor Series. Because really, Vader has beaten Shawn in 2 tag team matches, pinned him even in 2 tag team matches. Beat him 2 out of 3 falls, which wasn't even stipulation, but beat him twice for the title. Both of those, he wouldn't have won the title because one was a count out, one was a DQ, and then lost the one actual pinfall that mattered. So he's really got the upper hand here. He should be, I mean, if this was anybody else, he would have had a title rematch already.
Sure.
But he's not, he's Vader. Maybe he's not as marketable. But now, okay.
I think there's merch out in the crowd.
There's people wearing his shirt. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It looks like Toad from Super Mario, but they're wearing his shirt. And I think he needs this shot at Survivor Series. Yeah, Shawn can beat him, and then it could end the rivalry, whatever, but it should be resolved.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe like a last match stipulation where, obviously, Vader's been given chances, but it's proved, you know, like... To your point, he won best 2 out of 3. That should gain a title.
Right.
Right. Yeah, but I also see maybe this storyline's kind of dragged out and they need to do something new. So maybe Psycho Sid wins. Psycho Sid has also been face and has helped out HBK. So then where do you go with that? And then let's just say HBK retains the title, which is more than likely the situation. Then what do you do with Psycho Sid? He becomes a heel? I don't feel like there's enough faces right now.
Right. I guess maybe that's why Mr. Perfect's face now and he's back in the ring. Who knows? Either way, let's see how this plays out. What do you think we're going to get here at this match?
Well, it doesn't matter because...
And let us know. But now we're going to tell you, so don't swipe up too long. Go ahead.
HBK comes out.
Oh, shit. He's not in this match, is he?
No, but it's so good to hear his music.
Oh, yeah. That was a real bright spot of this whole thing.
This pay-per-view is... relatively boring, and then I hear that music, I'm like, oh, yes. Instantly horny.
from Sunny to Sexton Hardcastle in a few
days. Yeah. So HBK comes out and he's not in his bedazzled bling. He's maybe looks more like a librarian. He's got like a turtleneck and a blazer on.
I'd say librarians. I mean, I've never, literally never seen a librarian wear that outfit before.
No, but I've never seen a librarian look as good as Shawn Michaels.
Maybe that's what I was going to say. I've never seen a librarian.
Actually, I'm not a, I realized today, I'm not a big Shawn Michaels with the bedazzled. I like him clothed. I don't like his, I don't like his hair in a ponytail. I like it long. I realized what I like about Shawn Michaels.
But do you like this Playgirl pose?
All right, you held it long enough. It's up there.
Or wait, or is it here? Playgirl pose?
You're making so much work for me. But yeah, I don't mind that because I can get to see his ass here. Looks good.
Looks, he's a sexy boy.
Looks real good.
And he's an athlete too, so.
I just want to touch. Okay, I won't. I like him with the long hair.
They're like Clarence Mason.
Yeah. Now I got to put him over here. Now I'm moving him.
Was he there already?
I don't know.
How are you putting him in the first place?
Yeah, so this match, we kind of had a stipulation. We both bet. We go, what's the over-under on this match?
Time-wise.
We said seven minutes?
7 minutes is what I put it at. I said over, Robert said under.
And holy fuck, were we close.
Yeah, it was like nine, but like...
But there was a moment where we were both counting three, two, and then there was some shady stuff. So we'll talk about the match. There was a moment where Psycho Sid is laying outside the match. Jim Cornette hits him with a racket. And then there was a decent spot. Psycho Sid we saw goes up on the top turnbuckle, which I don't think we've seen yet.
No,
him
cool.
Do like a flying move. And he does a kind of like a crossbody, but Vader catches him. It doesn't look super clean, but we're dealing with like very heavy, different shaped bodies here. So I guess it was the best of their ability, right?
Yeah, I mean, he caught him. That was impressive either way. Because Sid is like 300 pounds.
Yeah.
That's something, you know? So cool catch by Vader. He just kind of does a slam after that. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, so Vader does this slam off of the rope. It wasn't a Vader bomb, but it was just some sort of power bomb. Yeah. And it looked like he was actually going to get the wing. It was one, two, and then he goes for a three, and he actually pulls Psycho Sid's head up. He didn't want to win that way. He wanted to give him a Vader bomb, which at that moment in time, you go, you fucked up.
Yeah, well.
So he goes for this Vader bomb, and Sid puts his knees up, go figure. Then Sid goes for his power bomb. And then we see Jim Cornette creeping into the ring. And as soon as he slides into the ropes, Sid stops doing the power bomb, grabs the ropes, and shakes them. So Jim Cornette hits his balls on the rope. Sim goes for another power bomb. Ref doesn't see it, but Vader gets a low blow. And then some wrestling goes on. Sid ends up doing a choke slam. And I'm like, this can't be the win. You know, he has to do his... What is he calling his finisher?
Oh, he just calls it a power bomb.
Power bomb.
Power bombs.
But he wins by this choke slam. And I'm thinking, there's no way in hell he can power bomb Vader.
No, who can power bomb Vader? He's 460. Nobody can power bomb Vader. Maybe Brock Lesnar, but that's it. But he's like 12 years old right here, so...
I'm pretty sure he plays a role later in helping burying said person.
Vader?
No. Brock
Lesnar? Oh, we'll see.
Yeah. Really? He had a Minnesota shirt on. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't. He wasn't in Minnesota in 96 either.
He knew he was going there.
Oh, he had committed, huh?
God, go Gophers.
Maybe
are they the Gophers?
The Golden Gophers.
Okay. Just go first. So HBK sees that Psycho Sid is the winner, knows that he's going to face him. HBK gets in the ring, and they stand each other up for a minute inside the ring, and I'm thinking, sweet chin music.
Sweet chin music.
But they end up just shaking hands. Very respectable.
Easy to edit that one in. That didn't cost anything.
Main event? Where are we at on time on this motherfucker? 34 minutes. Oh, this is good.
This is the fastest pay-per-view. This is why I'm saying this is like a Raw, because there's just not that much stuff going on. There's no Brian Pillman even. Like,
let's talk about something else. We got filler time.
I just wanted to say, too, that we did talk about while watching. It's just that Sean just continues to just be such a douchebag.
Thank you. And I was tired of saying it because I didn't want to seem like a big Sean hater.
He's just not likable at all. He's a great wrestler. He's a good-looking guy. You know, he's got the looks. But he does not have...
That drives the girls wild.
Yeah, and he doesn't have the personality.
But he's got the moves.
Chicks don't like good personalities. They like assholes anyway, so it makes sense. But I think that... I think that it's kind of just driving the point home. And maybe in the 90s, people were into this. Everybody was into Cat in the Hat hats, kazoos, whatever. But maybe it was douchey guys, too. Like, that kind of personality resonated. Yeah. But for me, it's just like, Jesus, dude. Like, it's like you mentioned when we were watching. It's like Vince, like, hey, remember your face. Your face.
Yeah, I kept saying that. Like, Sean, remember your face, dude. Your face. Because it's like, whoa. I think... Someone was like, well, what would you rather get a body slam from, Psycho Sid, or would you rather get one from Vader? He was like, well, I'm here to tell you that I got one from both of them, and that would knock down a horse. But I'm not just any horse. I'm a horseman, Shawn Michaels. And they would hate to be me in the ring with one of the monsters, but also, you would love to be me.
Yeah. I mean, I would. But whatever. You know he has a lazy eye now? Yeah. So Shawn Michaels got a lazy eye now. In 2021. From a wrestling injury. Guess which wrestler injured him, giving him the lazy eye eventually. It was like a progressive injury, so he got it a long time ago. But like over time.
Give me a time period.
I don't know when did it happen. I think when he came back, like maybe 2005-ish. But it wasn't noticeable until like 2015 onwards.
Okay, when did the injury happen?
I'm thinking like 2005, but I don't know.
Okay, 2005.
But it's around that range. The wrestler that you would know, that wrestler was active around that time.
So 2005?
Sure.
Is this wrestler still active in the WWE? Well, nobody is right now.
Well, I would say no, but I will tell you he wrestled this year.
Over 250?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Full-time
do,
or part-time?
Do, 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 part-time. Do, 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 do,
Brock?
Do, do. Nope. No, 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 boom, boom.
Over 250.
Yeah.
Kenny from the Spirit Squad?
No, I don't. Is he over 250 now?
No, No, is he like Carlito that came back at the Royal Rumble?
Yes.
Remember how ripped Carlito was?
It is like Carlito who came back at the Royal Rumble.
God.
It is like Carlito who came back at the Royal Rumble, is what I'm telling you right now.
It's Carlito?
No. Oh. But it's like him who came back at the Royal Rumble this year.
Is it Edge?
No, he came at the Royal Rumble last year. We watched this together, I feel like, didn't we?
We probably... Dude, I watched so much wrestling. All of it just merges together.
Hopefully you guys are liking this filler. Swipe up if you knew the answer before Robert. And we will, I don't know, acknowledge you, but just whatever. It's really going to kill you when you don't know this.
It's the acid roller for
it. I think we're out of time. We're going to have to move on here.
All right, it's not Snitsky, so who is it?
It's gotta be Kane!
Is it Kane?
Yeah.
It was Kane. Oh, really? What happened?
I don't know. I don't know the specifics, but there was something that happened, hit his eye, and it was an injury. It wasn't, like, super significant. Like, he continued the match. He didn't miss any time. But it was like, oh, there's something, like, an issue that, like, something was disconnected in there. And over time, as he gets older, it's harder for him.
It just got lazier and lazier. Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So is Kane on the active roster?
No, I said he wrestled. I said I don't think so, but he wrestled this year. That's what I said.
This year, just being the Royal Rumble.
This year, yeah, he wrestled this year.
All right.
If I said no, and
I forgot
and then
the
you
Royal
went
Rumble.
On a tangent, you would have been like, "Well, he wrestled this year." That's what you would have said if you were like, oh, you didn't say Russell this year.
Find out in 25 years. Undertaker Mankind, what are your predictions on this match?
You know, I don't know what I thought going in. I guess I thought that The Undertaker would win.
Okay.
It's a buried alive match. It's his whole thing.
Sure. And so, he hasn't gotten over on Mankind yet, right?
He did last time.
Yes and no. I mean, he did, but it wasn't in the match. He didn't win a match.
Didn't he win a match? Didn't he win the last match? What was the last match?
No, the last match, he came out of the coffin.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. It wasn't a match, but yeah, he came out of the coffin.
Right, but we're talking dubs. Yeah, actual dubs. Yeah, actual dubs. Okay,
so he hasn't, so he's got to now.
Has to, right. I won't comment too much on this because, like I said to you, I watched this match probably a few years ago as a recap.
Was that before you had a time machine? Did you have, or that was the first thing you did with the time machine?
When I remember when I said I bought the time machine in 2008?
Yeah. You bought it in 08?
08.
Oh, wow.
Fucking, you wouldn't imagine the scenes. As you know now,
yeah.
Carburetor.
Yeah. Yeah. It's inexplicable.
A pain to work on. Yeah. I mean, not really, but
it's European
constant
pain.
Issues.
Parts are tough to find.
So you have to do this like trial period where like you got to make sure it's safe to go. So I didn't go to.
What
I
was
wanted
like the
to do
Carvana
like,
thing. Yeah, okay.
Exactly. They had the vending machines. You put
the time coin, machine, yeah. Vending machines, time capsules, if you will.
So yeah, I already saw this match a little bit. Jesus Christ. So what are your thoughts on this match?
I thought it was good. It was the best good. Match by far.
No shit, it was.
I thought it was good, though. A lot of back and forth. The only thing that was kind of dumb, and it's more, I think, from the fact that we're wrestling fans now, and so we get it a lot more than people did back then, because I guess we're more exposed, we're a little more involved in the like backstage, what's going on behind the scenes. It's just kind of silly. It's not realistic that like, so they start in the ring, it's fine, and they go out to the grave, then they go back in the ring, and then they go back out to the grave, and then they go back to the ring, and then they go back out to the grave. There's not really any reason to go back to the ring once you're over by the grave.
That's
unless
not
you're
how
running
you win
away, but not once was it running away. It was the person in charge of the match at the time taking the person back to the ring to inflict damage. So the only real reason was, oh, we want people to see it, which they could have put those 20-inch TVs out there again like they did at the Boiler Room Brawl. But I guess they broke them all. Maybe Vince couldn't afford new ones.
He donated it to your elementary school.
Yeah, and the
mats
from that match. So, but either way, that was kind of just weird, but it didn't really ruin the match at all. It was still good.
No, but it was just like, you were just there. Why are we moving back? I'll highlight some good spots in this match. There was probably a legit injury here where Undertaker kicks Mankind into the railing. And back then in 98, they had that metal railing, and he hits his head pretty hard.
You know, I know you think that was botched or not on purpose. But I can almost see Mankind being like, dude, yeah, kick baseball slide, and I'm going to smash myself on
sure. It. Absolutely.
I think he was almost certainly concussed from it, but I think he did it on purpose.
Yeah, and then right after that, we see Undertaker come off of the top rope and jumps outside of the ring onto Mankind. Does not quite a crossbody, but just jumps onto him. And then right after that, Mankind hits Undertaker with a chair, which is, it's good to see those headshots.
Yeah, those are really bringing me back.
Yes, and you see the indent in the chair, and then Mankind throws the chair onto the ring and just starts licking it.
I'd rather lick that than the Boiler Room pipes that he licked.
Agreed, there was 12 inches of dust on that. It's what Tom says, back and forth, they're back on the pile, they're trying to get people in the 6-foot hole. There's a spot where Undertaker finally gets him back in, lands a tombstone, gives him basically a fireman's carry back to the grave, and this is where it all kind of starts going down. Mankind gives him a mandible claw for a while and tries to throw him in there, gets him in there. Undertaker gets out, gives Mankind a choke slam into the grave, and Undertaker starts throwing dirt on him.
Yeah, starts burying.
There's a good probably 45 seconds of dirt getting thrown on Mankind, and the bell rings. The Undertaker is the winner.
He's declared Mankind buried alive. But that's not good enough for the Undertaker, because he said in his promos that he is going to destroy him. So he keeps throwing the dirt. Keeps throwing the dirt.
Yep, so he's literally going to bury him alive. Yeah.
There's a lot of dirt, so he just keeps on shoveling.
But there's a moment an Undertaker gets struck by a shovel.
Yeah, right in like the back of the head by some guy.
And who is this guy in a Golden Gophers jersey? This young
man. Show him, Rob. Everybody, swipe up. Let us know who you think it's going to be, who this guy is. He's wearing a mask. We don't know. Robert thinks it's Brock Lesnar.
Wearing a Golden, I can't stress this enough, wearing a Golden Gophers jersey.
Are you going to put it on him here?
Yeah, we'll put it here.
But my first thought was that it was just Kane, even though he's fake Diesel right now. But kind of makes almost too much sense.
This guy's jacked.
Yeah, he is jacked, and he's not quite as tall as Kane.
I go, oh, it's Farouk, and Tom goes, he's white. I'm like, oh, I don't see color. I just see jacked.
Yeah, we're not all progressively macho as you are.
Yeah, so we don't know who this guy is. He has a bit of a mask on, but Undertaker falls into the hole, and now they're burying the Undertaker.
It's this Brock Lesnar possible, Kane possible guy, and Mankind digging, and then you see Goldust show up.
Goldust is helping out.
Throwing dirt on Undertaker in the grave.
Crush comes out.
Bradshaw.
Triple H comes out. Everyone's throwing dirt on the Undertaker.
Is he?
Oh, 100%.
No,
yes.
it's Justin Hart.
No, Bradshaw. Dude, stop. No, 100% Triple H comes out.
See, I told you, it's just
Justin. No, Hart. I 100% H or Triple H is in there.
You mean Hunter Hurst. Hemsley.
That's roll the dude.
That's This isn't Acerola, though. This is High Noon.
Yeah. But no, Triple H is out there. I have to edit that out. You know Bang? Dude, when I went to go pick up these up, you know Bang makes a seltzer?
Yeah, seltzer now.
I was going to buy it. I'm like, just to like almost tease us and try it, but the flavors look terrible.
Bang! We could do that the whole time. That'd be pretty cool. Bang!
And I could bang you.
Bang, bang.
And we could bang each other on TV.
Cactus Jack. Bang, bang.
Finger bang, right? These are finger bangs?
Finger blast.
I could finger bang you on YouTube, right?
I don't think you could do
bang,
that.
Bang, bang, bang.
I don't think you could finger bang on YouTube.
I can't?
No.
On Spotify?
No, on our OnlyFans. Oh, Spotify, yeah. But yeah, for sure on Spotify. So guys, listen to
Spotify.
Well,
I'm finger banging time right now.
We'll be finger banging for a while. But either way, let's just finish the match up until then. Well, the match is done, but they keep burying the Undertaker.
Now there's
it takes at least 7 minutes of them literally just throwing.
We talked about how long actually the time was for, like, it's like 8 minutes of them burying.
Right. It made me think, like, I know in future buried alive matches, there's like a bulldozer or like some type of construction equipment there.
But it wouldn't be there if it wasn't this.
Yeah, you
gotta
learn. Four shovels, whatever it is.
And nine superstars isn't enough to bury a guy. So then we have some lightning strike, and a bunch of these wrestlers run away. But we still have Mankind pushing dirt onto the grave, and then a bit of lightning strikes the grave.
The casket, or actually the tombstone itself.
Yes.
Which is right there, has the picture of the buried alive. They've actually been showing this at all of the Raws. It's just been right in the middle of the entrance ramp.
And right after that, we have Undertaker's hand. Well, I'll actually just put the image there.
Oh, I thought you were going to just put it on top of my hand, because I did it pretty
well. No, your hand, I'll end up doing whatever Mae Young gave birth to. Now I'll put Undertaker's hand.
He brought his hand bust through the dirt, guys. Pretty crazy. So he's
still alive.
We thought he was dead because he got buried.
Makes me think of that
buried dead match.
Pearl Jam song.
Oh, what's it? It's like Rain Over Me, the one from the movie Rain Over Me. Yeah.
Yes.
Rain over me.
I gotta piss. Let's wrap this baby up. That is In Your House, Buried Alive. Wasn't as good as we thought, but we will promise that I think these Raws do get better, right? If Jim Ross doesn't let us down, we do get Bret Hart tomorrow.
Less than 24 hours away in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Can't beat that.
What do you think they had for dinner, dude?
I could see Bret Hart having like
some big Red Lobster guy.
No, they didn't.
No, big Red Lobster guy.
Bret Hart had like chicken.
Big Red Lobster. You can get chicken and broccoli at Red Lobster.
Why would you go to Red Lobster for that?
Because Jim Ross loves it too. No, he God doesn't. Damn Jim it. Ross All right, guys. Steak just
with A1. With
no, A1 he doesn't. Stuff. He's a big. Stop.
No, he's getting A1
stuff. Stop, guys. Good night. A1 stuff. And God bless wrestling.